believe we are in a better place than we have ever been to deal with COVID, and that's because we have tools in our tool belt, right? We have safe, we're going to have those mid-September vaccines, which is going to be incredibly important.
Well, the repetitive nature of truthers is getting to the masses. Finally, the military seems to be working overtime to take down the key evil ones around the earth, believe it or not. It's good we don't have all the info that they're doing, because then the enemy would know. Well, in the meantime, we are learning more about Obama. Obama's hidden secrets that are coming out. Their slick corona tricksters are slipping up, yep, from the White House. Other evil people who thought they would get by with their evil things, well, that's all coming out. Try as they may, fear is their weapon. Many are praying, learning, and watching just how difficult it is for them to control us. We must keep up the fight, stay in prayer, not get prideful. Hang in there till the end of this video. We'll be talking about family, and we'll start with some humor.
Smooth jazz.
Clean jazz.
Smoothie.
Making smoothie.
Calendar.
No meetings today. Remember,
dentist
at 9:30.
Fire off.
Fire off.
Open door.
Door open.
And we're gonna do one more.
Fire. Open door.
Wrong voice command.
Open door.
Wrong voice command.
Open. Open door.
Repeat that.
Open door.
I didn't understand that.
Hey, open door!
Play on the floor.
Sing on the floor. Open the floor! Open the door! Open the door!
Error.
Hey, William. Would it rock? Open door.
Open door.
Open
door.
Fire.
Fire, William.
Fire.
Fire.
For those that are listening, I mean, some of you don't watch these things. This poor guy has one of those smart homes, and everything he says gets done. And then he gets his teeth work done, like my son had done today. And he could barely talk, mumble. His mouth is, you know, falling asleep because they filled it full of whatever medication, Novocaine, whatever. And he can't talk, so they don't recognize his voice. He's stuck outside in the rain, and the old neighbor walks up with a key and goes in the house easily and enjoys, you know, just nice simplicity. So I don't know. I just wanted to start that with that today. Normally go into hard-hitting information, because we know that polls, Trump's, shows that Trump's expanding the lead over GOP. I mean, we could go into all of the talks with Dr. Jan Halper, we're going to get there, and The View, and some other things. But I thought, you know, sometimes we just need a little laugh to start out, if you would. And I'm going to end with some humor today, too, and a little bit about the family, so hang in there. But I always think about that verse, the joy of the Lord is our strength. The other day, we were having devotions with my family. We try to do them every 2 or 3 days when we're having dinner, and we pull out our Bible, and I've been having them pull out their paper Bible, because we realized when we were traveling, we had our app on. Sometimes if you're not connected to the internet, it wouldn't work. We're like, wait a minute. So we had to pull our paper Bible. And I realized even in the simplicity of the world, you pull out an app, it doesn't work sometimes. You better have your paper, your simplicity, the simple Bible, and turn it, learn it, and grow. And so I said, hey, you guys remember that song, The Joy of the Lord? I was telling some jokes, and sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. But I like joking around. And I said, the joy of the Lord is our strength. I said, do you guys know that song? And I started singing, the joy of the Lord is our strength. 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 We'd say my strength, but anyway, thought we'd go there. And so, talking about joy, look at these poll numbers.
Well, Dana, we're seeing what is basically a one-man race for the Republican presidential nomination. Take a look here. Our brand new numbers in this poll conducted by SSRS among Republican and Republican-leaning voters. You have Donald Trump at 52% majority support. Ron DeSantis is next in line here, way back at 18%. Everyone else is in single digits. This is a one-man race. And look at where we had it in June. And you see the movement here. Donald Trump is getting stronger as a front runner. He is up 5 percentage points compared to where he was in June. And look at Ron DeSantis. He is slipping. He's down 8 percentage points from where he was in June. You see little margin of error movement except for Ramaswamy, who is also up 5 points since June, but is still in mid-single digits here. So right now you're seeing a Donald Trump-dominated race, and Donald Trump's getting stronger.
Right, well, now. How about right now? Donald Trump dominated. How about he's never lost, dominating everyone? You know, I look at these numbers and I think, too, you guys ever think like this? You're like, 52% lead, 47%. Oh, man, he jumped up 5% and DeSantis went down negative 8. So that's 13%. Do you guys ever look at the numbers of the millions of people who flipped over to the other side? They just talk about 8, 5, whatever. But when you look at the actual numbers, can you imagine the panic mode? I can. So that might explain some of the vaccine stuff we're going to talk about here in a moment. But I just figured I'd jump ahead to this one. This might explain where the slip-up came from the White House.
I actually believe we are in a better place than we have ever been to deal with COVID. And that's because we have tools in our tool belt, right? We have safe, we're going to have those mid-September vaccines, which is going to be incredibly important. We have these home at test
Can we say that again? Just one more time in case you guys missed it.
We're going to have those mid-September.
Mid-September vaccines. Oh, the midterm vaccines. Oh, that's right. Midterms. Oh, that's right. We got to get everybody indoors. We got to spread panic. Got to spread it everywhere. Huh. They're going to spread panic on The View, on MSNBC. I'll show you that in a moment. Even President Trump spoke up about we need to investigate what's going on with these big pharma companies, huh? What they're pushing. President Trump says the highly partisan January 6th committee of political hacks and thugs has been found to have deleted and destroyed all evidence and findings of the recently ended committee of Trump persecution and hatred. This is a highly illegal act to, among other things, protect crazy Nancy Pelosi for her grossly incompetent or intentional actions regarding her weak and inadequate response to security measures taken at the Capitol, for which she was responsible. The evidence is now criminally destroyed. If you guys haven't heard, there are folks, they're getting put away for 17, 20, 33 years now for just simply walking in the Capitol. It's getting crazy out there. Donald Trump also said, indict your political opponent, the newest tool in the Democrats' toolbox of corruption, September 5th. Huh. So how is all this playing out? Why are we continuing to see message after message from so many out there? Well, I had a chance to see that Dr. Jan Halper-Hayes was on the Patriot Voice. Looks like this happened in the Twitter world. And also, somebody sent me a clip, and they said, hey, did you know that Dr. Jan Halper mentioned on, I think it was Rodriguez's podcast, that she listens to And We Know and other shows? And I got that clip. My son actually ran down, and Rafi, and he said, Dad, did you know this? I got a message on Discord from the fellowship program. Played the video. I said, oh, wow, she actually knows the channel. And we know, I thought that was pretty cool. Anyway, let's play this clip, shall we?
I want to ask you about Space Force's role in all of this, because that's another thing that you mentioned in that GB News interview. You talked about how Space Force basically captured all of the real results from the 2020 election. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, yes, I can a little bit. Because they knew what was going to happen. And think about this. If the Los Angeles Times and the other so-called periodicals, if they get the voting information almost in real time, then you know the military has to be getting it. And many of the legitimate ballots have watermarks. The illegitimate ballots did not have watermarks.
I remember hearing that, yeah.
So the military knows they've got the goods, and those goods are going to be presented in the Georgia lawsuit against him.
Wow.
He's going to have a chance to show the receipts.
So Scotty obviously puts this together. Grab that clip, and thank you, Scotty Marr, for that. And he continues to grab great information throughout the social media world. Broken Anthem has one of them, the 22 calling. Then the Lord replied, write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets so that a herald may run with it. That's in Habakkuk 2:2. In modern terms, that would mean publish the information in a way that can be understood so it can spread and multiply. That's good. Oh, that's good, isn't it? Just slowly let the information drip and drip and drip through the years and slowly dismantle the programming that's been placed in our mind and make it and place it in a way that can be understood and spread. Huh? Truth will ultimately prevail where there is pains to bring it to light. That's from George Washington. President Trump posted that in 2012. Fletch 17, I'm not on the white hat or black hat side. I'm on the military side. And folks, that and a host of other things I'm going to share today is why I put that eagle wearing military gear on our thumbnail today. I always pray and hope that God would provide the right thumbnail, the right headline for the information that's posted each time. I realize the value of your time, the value of the time that takes for me to put all this together is precious also. And you guys' prayer and everybody saying, hey, you're doing God's work, and I appreciate that. And so I just love it when I see stuff like this as you guys post, right? Douglas McGregor, 60,000 children from Ukraine have disappeared and vanished since the war has begun. Women have been kidnapped and thrown into prostitution. This war is a catastrophe. The people bathing in blood are in Kyiv and Washington. Mm-hmm. Julian Assange, almost all terror plots are created by the FBI as part of its business model. You catch that? You know what? That kind of reminds me. I'm going to bring this. Can I bring this over? Yeah. Kind of reminds me of when you talk about terror plots. Punisher on Twitter posted a huge 9/11 thread on every single part of what happened on 9/11. Guys, you know what I want to do? When we get to 9/11, that broadcast, I want to just, to be honest with you, go through each one of these. I mean, there's a lot to it. It might take 2-3 hours, who knows? And we'll just pause and play and play and go through these just so that we have something on record. But part of that terror plot, I just want to remind you, is remember, we already know who's responsible for 9/11. We know that's a bunch of evil folks and puppets like this guy here. And so it makes me kind of think, as we're playing this one here, if it will play. Let's see. Well, can I get it to play? Let's see. I may have to refresh that part. Yep, right here. Listen to what Bush says.
The information that the Central Intelligence Agency has obtained by questioning men like Khalik Sheikh Mohammed has provided valuable information and has helped disrupt terrorist plots, including strikes within the United States. For example, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed described the design of planned attacks on buildings inside the U.S. and how operatives were directed to carry them out. That is valuable information for those of us who have the responsibility to protect the American people. He told us the operatives had been instructed to ensure that the explosives went off at a point that was high enough to prevent people trapped above from escaping.
Let's hear that again, Bush.
He told us the operatives had been instructed to ensure that the explosives went off at a point that was high enough to prevent people trapped above from escaping.
Mm-hmm. So he said explosives. That's what he said, explosives, not airplanes going at a specific level into the World Trade Center, explosives. And we already know the truth. All of you guys out there know the deal. But they just let it out. Couldn't help themselves. So as we go through this part again, to Conoco the Great, the DOJ just gave a January 6th protester a 10-year sentence for breaking a Capitol window. Huh. Free Joe Biggs, veteran, father, hero. FreeJoeBiggs.com. Flashback, U.S. Postal Service subcontractor says he was suspicious of cargo load he was hauling while 288,000 completed ballots. Well, I was driving, he said, completed ballots from New York to Pennsylvania. I didn't know, so I decided to speak up, and he did. You guys remember that? The whistleblower coming forward. Derek Johnson always putting out good information, and that's constantly grabbing screenshots of these flights all over the place. And he reminds us with this screenshot, all day, every day, Executive Order 13823. How come Biden can't revoke the Commander-in-Chief Trump's executive order that he campaigned to shut down? And he shows the screenshot, and, you know, there you go. We have it again. These flights, it looks like in and out of Mar-a-Lago. It looks like Mar-a-Lago is kind of a protected zone, you know, Miami area. Gitmo 844. He clicked on that plane. Gitmo 844. You're still going in and out, huh? Anyone missing a suitcase? Because you got D23 there. The American dream. Remember, dreams only exist when one is asleep. Time to wake up and make the dreams a reality. Make America great again. Now, you guys are probably wondering why this played out. Dan Scavito. I had to go back and show you because I kind of skipped over real quick. But kind of interesting that he would say anyone missing a suitcase, and he has an arrow, and it shows D23. Now, I don't know if he put the arrow there, but if it's there, D23 could be the Delta. This could be the 23rd. Remember we talked about 23rd of September? Who knows? Let's play the rest of that. Well, I'll play that for you in a minute. We'll come back to Dr. Jan Halper. For now, I wanted to show you once again that we are at andweknow.com. That's right, andweknow.com. You can go there and you'll find all types of goodies. You'll find the book there. You can order my autobiography. And you can also become part of our OCC fellowship program. We're going to be having a time to go live where my son actually airs live for me. He's part of the Bowling Bros, if you guys didn't know. His bowling channel's there below. And I'm trying to pull this up. But yeah, here we go. He was basically training my son, Rafi, on how to run this whole program on Discord so that you guys can talk with us as he tries to head up something once a month, probably, where we are able to hang out and talk to each other, and we're doing the best we can, but you get all kinds of goodies with that fellow program and more. And also, you'll find that we have all kinds of goodies that in our shopping. You can get your new Luke 8:17 shirt, you can get your men's Patriot packs, you can get signed books from us, and so much more at our store. And so click there also, and here's more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear.
tweets that come across of people saying, I'm in Manchester, England, and there are planes flying over. There are helicopters. I've been told that, and it's the Navy that has the greatest credibility from the legal standpoint, in that there is a ship off of Israel, there is a ship in Asia, I think Japan, there is a ship in the Mediterranean where military tribunals are being conducted as we speak.
Whoa. I've heard about that too, and I've heard about the increased military presence. I know Monkey Works covers a lot of that on his channel. Are you familiar with him?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah. That's like his bread and butter. And with that, there's also been a lot of air activity, specifically with stealth bombers and stuff like that. We don't typically see that kind of thing. One just flew over, I think it was Miami or something like that.
I would encourage people to follow Derek Johnson on Telegram, because he posts it, and he also posts the call signs and how they change. He'll say, oh, this plane says Gitmo 17. And it's a good reinforcement to know that that kind of activity is going on around the globe. Because they're monitoring not only our military, but the militaries of other countries. Because this is not just a U.S. plan. This is far bigger. How big? I don't know. I probably know the same information that anyone else knows from reading and picking up the tidbits. But I do know that it is a far bigger plan than just the United States
to 100%. Clean up
the evil.
Mm-hmm. That evil, I'm glad she mentioned that word, because that's what we're up against, evil. These people are sick. We've heard that many times. And more we've been finding out that these they're up to no good around the earth, and they'll do anything to cover up their crimes. As a matter of fact, they keep pushing the next one, the shutdowns and the masks that, here on the witchcraft area called The View.
As you can see, Whoopi is not here. She has COVID. Yes, it's back. It's back.
It's back.
But she's on the mend. She's on the tail end, and she'll probably be back this week. But I'm sorry she's not here, for those of you who are looking forward to seeing her.
Mm-hmm. Didn't sound like anybody's looking forward to it. As a matter of fact, they're disgusted with this rhetoric. Listen to the crowd once again, okay?
COVID. Yes.
Yeah, that's not like, oh, we're so sad for her. It's, oh, come on. We've had enough of this mess. Here's MSNBC.
Real quick, if you will, who needs to get a booster and when?
So all of us need boosters. So 6 months of age and up, we're going to have boosters by the end of this month, hopefully. And those will protect, we believe, very strongly against these new versions of the virus.
Mm-hmm. So here we go, MSNBC pushing that. We had the midterm vaccines. And then let's see what the Biden troop is up to.
President Biden tested negative last night for COVID-19 and tested negative again today. He's not experiencing any symptoms. As far as the steps he is taking, since the president was with the First Lady yesterday, he will be masking while indoors and around people in alignment with CDC guidance. And he.
Oh, yeah. In alignment with CDC guidance. Oh, Biden's supposed to wear a mask indoors. Did he wear a mask indoors? Let's see. I thought I saw something earlier. I got to type this in real quick. I thought I saw him indoors handing out looked like he was handing out something. Oh, yeah, here it is. He's handing out a medal around somebody's neck. So he puts it looks like Medal of Honor around the neck. And then after he puts the medal around the neck, he wanders off into the crowd. Is he wearing a mask? Like they said he was going to wear it? I don't know. He's just off in his own little world without his security. And everybody's just looking back like, where'd he go? Here's this guy, Medal of Honor winner. And the closer I looked at this hero, of our nation. And I looked at his eyes and the way he darted around, just kind of look. I've seen that kind of look before, like, that was disgusting.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And dishonorable. How sick it must be to watch the person who's supposed to be the president of the United States walk away from you. How embarrassing. That's no real commander-in-chief. My hope is that they took him somewhere, hopefully to Mar-a-Lago, and had a real ceremony for him in the background so he gets the honor that's due him from a real president of the United States. Going further, let's hear from Tudor Dixon podcast as she interviewed President Trump on some issues.
Joe Biden just announced that he's going to be funding a new vaccine. He wants everyone to get this vaccine. And we're hearing about a lot of complaints from vaccine injured. To say a lot, it's like an understatement. Numerous.
Sorry, let's go back. My mouse played tricks on me.
A lot of complaints from vaccine injured. To say a lot, it's like an understatement. Numerous. The pharmaceutical companies have refused to release their data on vaccine side effects, but we've seen cases of myocarditis, blood clots, heart attacks. They're all increasing. The research has never been released. So will you demand that the vaccine companies, that the pharmaceutical companies release their vaccine data to the public so that we can see what they're actually seeing about the side effects of this vaccine?
Well, they should do that. You know, we're all in this together and they should be doing that. And frankly, anything new, and I hadn't heard what he said yet, but anything new has got to be looked at very carefully. But they should be doing that if they have facts. I mean, the facts are public. They should be made public immediately. People should understand that, and they should know what research is showing and what fact-finding is. You know, this is now after the case. Don't forget, when we started, nobody ever had any idea. The word, even the word pandemic, it was 100 years ago, 1917. That was the last time, and it was a horrible thing. 100 million people perhaps died. But you know, nobody thought that could happen again. It seemed like an ancient kind of a thing. You know, the plague. They talked about the plague. But we had our own plague. It was called COVID. It was called the China virus. And frankly, it was what it did to the world. What that Wuhan lab and what came out of there, because it came out of the Wuhan lab. And what that did to the world was unbelievable. 60 trillion in damages. So many dead people. Millions and millions of people all over the world. What happened there was just incredible, horrible.
Yeah, so President Biden, just a couple of days ago, he said he is going to release a new vaccine that works. Those are his exact words, that works. I don't know if that's to indicate that he thinks the last vaccine didn't work, but the vaccine, the pharmaceutical companies have been protected by the PrEP Act, and that protects them until, I think it's December 24th when that sunsets. So once that sunsets and then they can be held liable for any type of vaccine injuries, will you tell the vaxxer, these companies that they must be honest about what has happened with this vaccine? And do you believe that we should be starting a new vaccine at this point?
They have to they have to be honest with the numbers, the facts. And, you know, they have an obligation to be honest. And if they are going to hold back, that means they're holding back something that's not good. So it's good for them to be honest. And people are going to understand
exactly
it, too.
That's exactly what
they have to be honest with and they have to, any information, they have to release it.
And that is not what we're hearing from this current administration. And Mr. President, I'm telling you, there are people out there that are desperate to have you stand for them in that case.
Well, we'll stand for them in many ways.
Mm-hmm. A lot of folks desperate to hear from those that need to be held accountable for the damage done from this vax injury system that was set up. And I always take you guys to COVID BC vax reactions. They are the ones that collect all of this. As you can see, somebody having a sudden cardiac arrest after proudly letting everybody know they were jabbed. Another one, as we go through these, 51-year-old gone, bragging about getting jabbed 2 times. Another one with injuries to the foot that are hard to look at, damaged bones and lungs, another heart attack after bragging about getting the jab. They're all on here. Another fully jabbed, bragged about it on social media. Next thing you know, gone suddenly, died suddenly. They're constantly updating these, sending these, because they post this publicly on social media for you to see how they brag so much about getting a jab one day, and the next thing you know, they're gone. And so we went over and I saw this. Sounds like we were lied to. Those in charge made unauthorized decisions, and they wonder why people don't trust the government. Here's Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers, and you got to hear this from September. It was posted September 5th, 2023, C-SPAN.
Well, good afternoon. We're all members of the Energy and Commerce Committee, and we're here today because HHS Secretary Becerra has failed to follow the Constitution and the law. There's been a complete breakdown of accountability at the agency that has lost the trust of the American people, especially during COVID-19. 14 NIH officials, including Dr. Fauci, held unlawful positions and exercised authority that they didn't have, which included approving $26 billion in grants. This is unprecedented, and it calls into question the validity of every decision that these officials have made since December 2021 to June 2023, including Dr. Fauci's awarding a new grant to EcoHealth Alliance, which is, but what is even more egregious has been Health and Human Services cover-up. For more than a year, the administration has misled our committee throughout this investigation, and our question has been a pretty simple one. Can you show us the documents that Secretary Becerra followed the Constitution and the law in reappointing these 14 senior officials who exercised immense power and authority? The question, can you show us the documents? And we're still waiting. There needs to be accountability. No one is above the law.
No one's above the law. She continues by saying Americans need to know that their tax dollars are being spent responsibly, effectively, and lawfully, and that the people making these decisions are lawfully authorized to make them. So with that, she says she's going to turn it over to the chairman of Oversight and Investigation Subcommittee, and off they go. So I put in that description box below for you to share with everyone as we continue to watch all this play out. Bobby Coder said, I took the vax. I took the booster. 4 months later, I came down with COVID-19. Since then, I have had 34 blood clots, 26 removed, and the rest being dissolved by Eliquis blood thinner, which is $850 a month if you don't really have good insurance, a total of $467,000 in medical costs so far. Someone got rich off of all of this. And then they're out there, like I told you in the last video, I didn't have this clip, but now I have it from New Zealand.
Any kind of value and looking into potential compensation for anyone, you know, disadvantaged or recovered, whether they were mandated out of their jobs or were injured by the vaccination program.
Any kind of compensation for those that were injured by this vax? You know, the one you guys pushed.
There's a process for people who are injured in a medical procedure. There's already processes in place for dealing with that. In terms of the vaccine mandates, I acknowledge that it was a challenging time for people, but they made their own choices.
Oh, they made their own choices. And there's the lie for everyone. KTM reminded us warp speed on meds came from Obama legislation promoted by Fauci. The 21st Century Cures Act signed by Obama was leaving office. I think that is what Trump is pointing to when he brags about warp speed. And what he actually warp speeded was the whole pandemic lockdown thing. He got the jab out quickly enough to end the lockdowns. And I don't think the first round of jabs was as deadly as the later ones. He accelerated their agenda so we could see it. CIA slow walks things, frog and pot brought to boil thing. I think Trump let the vaccine roll out so that everyone would get a wake-up call on Big Pharma. If he said that sudden infant death syndrome was caused by jabs, who would have listened? Nobody. Besides us, of course. He tried to tell us that virus wasn't lethal. Less than 1% death rate, like the flu, but not as bad. He told us therapeutic treatments. He's not responsible for the mass hysteria or the compliance with idiotic mandates. He let people learn the lesson the hard way. I also suspect the point of the jab could have been to spread the virus more rapidly so that we would reach herd immunity more quickly. But bottom line, the virus wasn't lethal. There was no pandemic. People panicked because their TV told them to. There were preventative and therapeutic options available, no need to take an unproven drug treatment. And if the FDA had done its job, it would have been pulled early. If people had stood up to the mandates, they wouldn't all be jabbed. The crazies are still getting jabbed. I'd say no big deal, their body, their choice, but we are the ones paying for it and for the resulting, their resulting medical treatment for sure. Which leads me to this clip from Dr. Peter McCullough and Zuby, why people won't admit they were wrong.
I think another piece of very unique psychology here is it's now known this stuff doesn't leave the body. So the messenger RNA doesn't look like it breaks down. The spike protein is in the body. As long as we keep looking, we keep finding it. People are staying. They feel sick for a long period of time. There's a paper by Lee and colleagues showing little micro blood clots floating through the retinal veins and arteries for 2 years after these shots. I think what's going on, it's not like, you know, admitting a flaw, like, you know, I had an affair, I was an alcoholic. They're thinking to themselves, oh no, I took these shots and I bought the farm. Now everybody is in a relative state of personal terror. This is what's keeping people quiet. I had a kid come in my office last week. He's a young kid, went to college, came down to see me. He looked me in the eye deadpan and he said, Dr. McCullough, am I going to have a cardiac arrest? And I think that is the subconscious play going on in everyone's minds right now. And that's explaining the behavior.
I've had a small number of people say that to me privately. But I think that as long as the establishment, including the political class, including the media, all the people who, you know, pushed and promoted and forced this thing on people, they're not willing to admit any type mm-hmm. of error. They're not even willing to draw the obvious connections.
I think because they were paid off. Everybody knows that. Speaking of payments, payment at the pump as gas prices hit the highest seasonal level in a decade. Average price stands at $3.81 a gallon. And then you guys heard of Bidenomics. They've been playing this out for the public to see.
It's worse now than when the pandemic began in 2020. So who's right?
I'm not exactly for sure what Bidenomics means.
Bidenomics. Have you heard of that word?
Bidenomics, yeah.
You've heard of it. Is it working for Americans?
Hell no.
Everything's way more expensive, but my paycheck is not any bigger than it was before.
I'm feeling it. I mean, everything is going up except the income. The
president says inflation is going down. Are you feeling that when you look at the prices at the grocery store?
No, not particularly. It's kind of double, but it stayed double for quite a while.
Strawberries went up to $11. Eggs went up to $7. Butter went up. Everything is up.
$11, $7. I mean, that's big prices. And also, real estate industry is in panic mode. 45% drop in home purchases, bigger than 08. Home sales are now down 31% in 2023. Without transactions, many jobs that are commission-oriented are seeing huge declines in incomes. Real estate agents, mortgage brokers, title insurance, home inspectors. Look at that chart. That's an eye-opener for everyone. Look at that 2008, the drop here. Do you see that, guys? 2008 right here, and then look over here. It's lower than this. Down. Wow. You know, we talked about all kinds of monetary issues with Dr. Kirk Elliott Sunday. I encourage you to go check it out. And also, you guys know you can reach out to him. Just go in the description box, click on that link, andweknow.com/gold. It's at the top. You can reach out to him and talk to him. They'll reach out to you. It's really amazing the support that we got.
September, October of 2019. Getting ready for this next election so they can do mail-in ballots and then they can mail in as many ballots as you want.
So let's get to this part here.
Week and a half. I mean, it's amazing, right? So you look at what it's done over the last 10 months. Well, LT, it was 1797. Now this week it hit 25. That's incredible. You look at what it's done since March of three and a half years ago. So March of 2020, 3.5 years ago, silver was $11.91 an ounce. So it's up now 25. It's up well over 100% in 3.5 years.
Yep. It was great just to hear about silver prices going up in 3.5 years, doubling over 100%. You could go check it out. Watch where your investments will go when things are falling apart. And we can continue to get around these lies that these people tell. As a matter of fact, this Health Boss TV told us all about these lies.
Health Boss, they lied. They lied about tobacco. They lied about opioids. They lied about sugar. They lied about cereals. They lied about proper supplementation. They lied about laundry detergents. They lied about fluoride in your toothpaste. They lied about the mercury in your fillings. They lied about eggs. They lied about antibiotics destroying your gut flora. They lied about medications. They lied about natural remedies. They lie about pollution. They lie about our drinking water. They lie when they emphasize vitamins instead of minerals. They lie about natural disasters. They lie about fires. They lie about mental health. They lie about global warming. They lie about healthcare. Lies. All
lies. And who's the father of lies? You guys know Satan. He's a liar from the beginning. The father of lies, and including the lies of the Russia hoax. Russia, Russia, Russia. That question was asked of President Trump also.
When you're back in office, will you go after Hillary Clinton for that fake dossier?
Well, that's the thing. They did. It was a fake dossier. Yeah, that's big. All of that stuff is now part of what's, you know, going on and what's being looked at. A fake dossier. Mm-hmm. It was paid for by the Democrat Party and Hillary. All of the stuff, it was fake. It's just fake. Everything. The current stuff is fake.
All fake, and yet we have some really real stuff about Hunter Biden.
Pretty terrible.
It's incredible.
Mm-hmm. All this fake stuff, and he has no choice but to go after them and let them know who's the boss. As a matter of fact, GH17 was out there saying, would Trump hit a to-the-minute delta today? He had a treason tweet on September 5th, 2018, 5 years ago. I remember the D5. I believe D5 is Delta 5. After that, Trump did a retruth 18 minutes after posting at 5:57 p.m. Well, that plus 18 minutes equals 6:15 p.m. That's a five-year delta when he posted treason. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it make an epic to-the-minute delta for today, SG at 17? In that post, President Trump said his deranged Jack Smith, the prosecutor, is continuously overturned due to his unchecked and insane aggression investigating the political hacks and thugs of the highly partisan January 6th Unselect Committee for tampering with, deleting, and destroying highly classified and classified documents, pictures, tapes, evidence, and all forms of other important information. If not, why? It's perfect lining up with treason. What's the punishment for treason? Off to Gitmo you go, quick trial, and you're gone. You're gone. Other folks that have been involved in all types of immoral activity and more, just as a reminder as we go into this world, you guys know that Obama's going to be talked about. Oh, yeah, on Tucker Carlson's show. Here's a preview that he sent out for folks to see.
You're just a guy who's in town for the night, and it sounds like you're looking to party.
Yeah, pulled up in a bar out.
And if you guys have children in the room and you don't want them to hear this, he says some things that your children might look at you and say, what are they talking about? So I'm warning you from this point forward, you might not want to show until the end when I talk about family.
Side, and there's this guy that's introduced to me as Barack Obama. I had given Barack $250 to pay for coke. I start putting a line on a CD tray to snort, and next thing I know, he's got a little pipe and he's smoking. So I just started rubbing my hand along his thigh to see where it was going, and it went the direction I had intended it to go.
Even though you had sex with him twice, you did cocaine with him, watched him smoke crack twice, you had no idea who he was.
I had no idea who he was.
You just asked the obvious question. What was Obama like on crack? Is it your sense that that's who Obama is, just transactional, or that he's bisexual, or like, what is this?
It definitely wasn't Barack's first time, and I would almost be willing to bet you it wasn't as long.
The guy's running for president, and credible information comes out that he's smoking crack and having sex with dudes. That seems like a story.
Well, it would be a story if the media really cared about telling people the truth.
But we know the media is on the side of demoniacs, evil ones, and they're all paid off to tell lies. As a matter of fact, we remember as we go into the Obama world, we remember clips like this, I'll remind you, from the comedian who mysteriously passed away a little over 2 months after stating this.
Ms. Rivers, how are you? You made a ton of news officiating the wedding in New York yesterday. Is this like a new cottage career move for you?
I'm so excited. Okay. And I should do very well because I don't show.
And do you think that the country will see the United States will see the first gay president or the first woman president?
We already have it with Obama, so let's just calm down.
Got it.
No, Michelle is a trans.
I'm sorry, she's a what?
A transgender. We all know.
Oh my gosh.
Oh gosh. It's okay. She
does it. Ms. Rivers,
we all know Michelle is a tranny. We know it's Michael J. Robinson. And I've always thought it was interesting when I saw this clip that they pointed the camera and right behind her head was the 606. And, you know, sometimes I count steps too. I'm like, okay, one, she stops, two, three, four, five, six. She took 7, 8 steps. Okay, so there's not 6 steps there. Anyway, I just kind of look at little clues sometimes if they plan this out to be aired, because, you know, they like us to go out there and then they call us conspiracy theorists and then they shut you down, blah, 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 blah. You guys know the drill. And you remember those that were bragging about having fun with the Obamas doing terrible things behind closed doors were these folks, John Legend and Chris Teigen. And they were caught with all types of graphic things that were said on their social media site right when Chris was pointed out on the Intel board for all to see. Right here. How many pics can you find of JL, John Legend, and HRC regarding Haiti? Marching in the darkness, lyrics, follow the stars, it's everywhere, John Legend. With little children, and you wonder why they have these things that show up for these people. You know, the people worship them. Chrissy Teigen, remember, said, I want pizza. Brad Pitt just handed us pizza. You guys know what pizza means, right? Chrissy Teigen's daughter dressed as a hot dog and pizza. Apparently dressing my daughter is wrong. I feel pretty good. Finally, someone cares enough to ask about adrenochrome. I'm about to Anthony Weiner this kid, Chrissy Teigen says. I know now what parents go through when they are forced to tie their kids up in the basement. You have to do it, but it's icky. Am I right? Seeing little girls do the splits half naked is just, I want to put myself in jail. I saw a baby that looked like a porn star, like a trashy porn star. And the rest of this, I can't even read to you. I'm just going through it quickly. It's in the description box below. She talks about being a cannibal also, he or she, whatever this thing is. And then when John Legend's around people, you can see when they accidentally do the Baphomet sign, and then this person realizes, oh, shoot, I'm with John Legend. I just did the Baphomet accidentally. And you guys know the Baphomet symbolism, as above, so below, and the demonic actions are there for all to see. All that slipping out and more. As you go to Oklahoma, they're hiring, Oklahoma school hires drag queen principal once again, once arrested for child porn. A principal arrested for child porn. Oklahoma school hires the drag queen. 22 years ago for possessing both child pornography and illicit drugs. That's happening. We know that in San Francisco, people that are tourists are getting all their stuff stolen. I can't get that to play now. But then you go to Senator Tocqueville talking about the military and their readiness. In this clip at the 2:30 mark, I'm going to take you to so you can see what's going on and how he's fighting against all this wokeness in the military.
Basically snow, you guys. What does it say about military leadership overall? And like you, we love the military, but sometimes to make general or admiral, you got to be very, very political. And you highlighted this a few months back, LGBTQ spoken word night on an aircraft carrier. And having been on an aircraft carrier, I can tell you, this is about as remote and foreign a thing, a concept. It has absolutely nothing to do with readiness. Talk about readiness. You had an exchange with Admiral Gildy about this spoken word night, and we have the clip ready. Go ahead.
I have a lot of problems with this video. This non-binary officer said the highlight of a deployment on the USS Gerald Ford was reading a poem to the entire ship. Admiral Gilday, have you seen this video?
I have.
I hope we train our officers to prioritize their sailors, not themselves. Did it surprise you that a junior officer says the highlight of her deployment, her first and the ship's first, was about herself and her own achievement?
I'll tell you why I'm particularly proud of this sailor.
That's the Chief of Naval Operations. And I know the family, whatever, relatives served in the military. But to not blow up something like LGBTQ spoken word night, which has no place anywhere, neither does straight white male spoken word night have any place in the military. I don't know. I'm not surprised that we lost in Afghanistan when you got leaders like this walking around, sir.
Rick, we hadn't won a war since World War II. You got to remember that. And we've tried to fight a lot of wars. The problem I'm having now is we're becoming more and more woke every day. And it started under Obama. He put a lot of people in the upper echelon parts of the military that had overtaken and you know the readiness of what we're doing in terms of rules and regulations. And it's sad to see this happen. Let me tell you, if we lose, Greg, the military that we all believe in, if we lose that, we're in huge trouble. And we're headed in that direction because the problem we're having right now with readiness is not coming from anything other than all these woke policies that they're pushing. This is our military is not an equal opportunity employer. We want the best of the best pilots, generals, admirals, people that believe in this country that will fight to the end for this country. But we're getting a lot of people up there that could care less about this country. They care more about their politics.
Senator Tommy Tuberville, keep up the fight.
You know, what's sad is one of my sons was talking to me again. He was getting his dental work done on a military base. We're able to go to get some VA support here. And he said, aren't they going to push the jabs on me again if I go in to the military? Because he, again, brought it up. Aren't they going to push the woke stuff on me? Imagine getting stuck on a ship and they're telling you that you have to listen to or participate in this type of activity that's immoral. Imagine if you make an announcement, you say, we're going to have a night on the ship, not LGBTQ spoken word night, but we're going to have the Word of God spoken word night. Do you think the ship will take that? No, they won't. I'm sure that there's some that allow the Bible studies, chaplains that will speak, I'm sure. But overall, you're not going to have this for the whole world to see. They push the envelope. They take you all the way to the edge and they leave. Remember, guys, I talk about, say this line right here is the morality. All the goodness is over here. All the evil is on the right side, right? Just on this side, right? And if you can take people as far over here, as radical as you can get, it takes them further away from the true moral principles found in the Word of God. So by the time you take them so far off the edge of the cliff, it's hard to get them back to normal. It's difficult for all of us to fathom what's going on there. But I've got some good news about real families standing up for the truth and how that pays off, and wanted to show a positive side of the military. They're not all down and out and sad and upset, and you know, I believe there's a great work of the military undercover, doing ops, taking out the bad guys. I really do. But at the same time, they're trying to wake us up to what's happening or what could have been done and pushed on us had these evil ones not been taken out, which I think they're being taken out now. Okay, that's how we started the show, and that's what I believe in. But they're not all just sitting back saying, woe is me, and I'm not telling my sons, you don't need to join the military now. I'm getting a lot of feedback on what to tell them. I want them to join because that's what they want. They want to serve a country. They want to, as a matter of fact, one of them said, I want to be just like you, Dad. But they're not all just sitting back saying, I don't care. I'm going to just live my life through the military and get out. They're trying to do the best they can to enjoy themselves. So I thought I'd add, you know, I said, we'll start with humor. I'm going to end with a little bit of humor today and then talk about family, okay?
Here we go. Rolls Royce.
A Black Hawk.
A Rolls Royce.
A Black Hawk.
A Rolls Royce.
A Black Hawk.
A Rolls Royce.
A Black Hawk.
Don't you like it? Oh, I just like stuff like this. It's just a kind of a reminder that, you know what? You're in the military. Certain times, you know, you have to sit there and you can't watch everything that's going on. It drives you crazy, but you can make fun of the those commercials out there for all of us. And here's again a reminder. Mrs. American 2023 is Hannah Nealman of South Dakota. August 26, 2023. Mm-hmm. Crowned in a glittering competition held in Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino in Nevada. Isn't that something? Has 7 kids, I believe, and homeschools. Amen for that. Man, I hope that somebody gets this message to her. Congratulations. Way to stand up there on stage and stand for the truth. We played her video clip in one of our videos where she says one of the greatest things, I believe, on earth is just being a mother of 7 children. She got a huge ovation for that. And another person that needs an ovation from us would be Josh Real Dirty. He will be greatly missed. Antheos put this post out. And Josh, guys, back when I had Patreon, before Patreon took me down, Josh was reaching out to me and we were communicating years ago. Never forget him. We supported him and more. It was so good. You will be greatly missed, Josh Real Dirty, leaving a void as big as the one you filled. To your family, your loved, not alone, and in our prayer. As an American, I'm grateful for everything you did for all of your fellow Americans. You will never be forgotten. You were all love, wit, and dedication. We will miss you, but find peace knowing where you are. You have a new body, have no pain, heartache, nor sadness. You heard the words, well done, my good and faithful servant. Amen. So good. So good to just, we just lift up his family in prayer. Great words from Antheos and others. Everyone is reaching out and just bringing good words out to social media about that. And I know he would love to end this broadcast with something from President Trump. We know from this post from Real Donald Trump, from the Gateway pundit Wayne Root, what just happened in Maui proves America is being destroyed. However, it was posted at 11:24 p.m. And we know Josh Dirty Truth would say, I'd love to read these. At Snowden, yes, testify, then drop. We have it all. These people are stupid. Fireworks. POTUS's weekly address. The end.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for who you are, how you continue to work through so many to provide information to the public, how you masterfully have put us all in roles to communicate with each other in this time that seems so strange to all of us. Many have woken up to what's going on. Many see the military operation playing out before us. Many still need help, need hope, especially during a time when money is scarce, when things are so expensive. You have provided for us and you continue. Even if you provide for the birds in the air, you put the color on the grass of the field, you said that you would clothe us and feed us. And we just come to you knowing that we can ask boldly before your throne and receive. Seek and we will find. Knock and the door will be opened to us. Thank you for those words from the Word of God, your love of truth for us, your love letter to us. We just thank you for that. We also lift up Josh's family, and we thank you that he has a new body now. And we just want to recognize all those who are in the fight, behind the scenes and on the front lines. We ask for their complete protection from God the Holy Spirit. Continue to guide us and direct us where we need to go and what we need to say, on what we need to say. We ask all this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen and amen. Thank you guys so much for tuning in once again. Thank you for your prayers, for your constant kindness, your messages. Thank you for also hitting the subscribe button and the like button. I just don't know if you guys know this, but on Rumble, we were number one for our video on Monday, and it just means a lot to us. It doesn't mean it's a competition. It just means it really lifts our team up with all the work that's going on behind the scenes for things in the future, including the announcement soon of our cruise next year with a Christian travel agency that put it together. Absolutely how it came together. So looking forward to getting that out. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with them we know. Signing out.